Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs expert advice on compliance issues, you can count on us. We provide tips, tools, and strategies to help you at every stage of your business's life cycle.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest this week is Alexis Brackle. She is Senior Manager in Business Licenses, Governance, and Risk and Compliance at CT Corporation. It's her expertise in business licensing that we will draw on today as we get her advice on licensing specifically for restaurant owners. And Alexis, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's start with the very basics here. Why is it important for restaurants to be properly licensed?
Yeah, that's a great question. Restaurants are really highly regulated by various state and local authorities, really because of the interaction that they have with consumers and how they touch the everyday restaurant consumer. So it's really important to know that the licenses that are going to be required for restaurants are pretty highly regulated. You're going to see things like very detailed and pretty finicky inspections that go along with them, along with a lot of the licenses having potentially multiple levels of approval needed in order to obtain that final issuance or final approval for that license. Restaurants cannot operate without being fully in compliance and having all of the licenses they need, or they are subject to a lot of penalties and fines.
What are the penalties for restaurant owners who are not properly licensed?
Yeah, so we have definitely seen restaurants, obviously, you know, if your kitchen is not properly licensed, authorities can come and shut your establishment down. If you are trying to serve liquor or beer and wine without being properly licensed, your establishment can be shut down. We've seen cease and desist orders. We've seen really high fines being justified. We've also seen things like probation and even jail time.
Wow. So what type of licenses are typically needed?
So restaurants, like I said, because they are so highly regulated, there are a lot of different licenses that may be required for a restaurant to operate and be fully compliant. Licenses such as food and handling licenses, as I mentioned, liquor licenses a moment ago. There are also differing licenses in that category depending on what you're serving. If you're only serving beer and wine, or if you are serving liquor, licenses can be different within that realm. You're going to see music licenses. So if you have somebody playing music or live music within your restaurant or establishment, there are licenses associated with that. There are also going to be various local level licenses that may be required for your building, for just doing business within a specific jurisdiction that will also be required. And once you add in any potential tax registrations and requirements you have along those lines, it's really not uncommon to see restaurants have anywhere between, I would say, 5 and 10 licenses per location.
So quite a checklist is required here, and that's just for setting up location in a specific spot. What should you consider on the licensing front if you're expanding a restaurant chain and opening new locations?
Really, first and foremost, you're going to want to make sure that you have enough lead time up front that you're able to properly move and navigate that process and submit any applications for the licenses that are required. Obviously, research those new locations for what licenses are required, and then go through that approval process with each filing authority. Something that you're going to see with the licenses specifically that are required for restaurants, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to see things like pretty finicky inspections that are required because you do have items like kitchens in restaurants, obviously, that are very highly regulated. So it's really important that you have enough lead time and work with a trusted partner that's able to educate you and navigate you through the pretty complex and daunting process of obtaining the multiple licenses that are required for each location.
So some folks might be watching this, Alexis, and thinking, this is starting to sound kind of complex. So what processes should owners be prepared for as they get all these licenses?
That is a very good point. The license process is very complex. And again, it's just because of the way that restaurants interact with the everyday consumer. So if you want to take a look at liquor licenses, for example, I know I mentioned it, those licenses really depending on what you are serving. You are going to see requirements just at the very highest level differ potentially if you're only serving beer and wine or if you're actually serving liquor. So that is something to keep in mind. And again, work with a partner to understand the requirements and the difference between the various licenses that may be required. Something else to keep in mind and what makes the process so complex for obtaining liquor licenses in particular is that there are various levels of approval that are needed. So with a liquor license, you may need to have approvals on all levels. So government, federal, state, county, and local level approvals before you can operate in compliance and have all of the required approvals and that liquor license that you need in order to operate just in one location. A lot of times with these liquor licenses, I guess, it's important to know and to mention that there are a lot of supporting documents that need to go into be submitted with the application. So you're going to run into requirements such as fingerprints, potentially background checks that may be required, copies of your food establishment licenses or permits, building permits, lease agreements, all the, permits and licenses that you have basically need to be submitted or at least need to have been approved prior to the issuance of that liquor license. And if that has not happened yet, then your approval for your liquor license will be put on hold in many jurisdictions. It's kind of the last step before you can open your doors and have your grand opening. So it's really important to, again, have enough lead time to understand those requirements. It can take some restaurant owners multiple months from what we've seen just to gather the required supporting documents. Then once you work with your partner to make sure that you have those gathered together properly, you have your application completed for each level of approval that's needed potentially, and you submit those to the filing authorities, obviously one at a time, because typically one approval at one level depends on a past approval from a different level. So we're looking at potentially a 5 to even 6 month process. Some jurisdictions won't take that long. Some could take longer. So to, make sure that you have those licenses in place by opening, you really need to give yourself that amount of time. And that's really what goes into obtaining some of the more complex licenses, such as those liquor ones.
So you've done a good job of doing your research. You figure out the licenses you've needed. You take the time to allow the processes to work out, and you have all the licenses you need by the time you open your doors. Now, once you've gone through the checklist, are you good to go? Or do you need to renew them? Or do they stay in effect as long as you're in good standing? How does that work?
Yeah, so you are good to go in a sense, right? You are fully compliant with your new location. You open your doors, you have a successful grand opening, and you can really have that peace of mind knowing that you have all your licenses in place and you're not worried about, a local authority knocking on your doors and potentially shutting you down and costing you, weeks or months of closed doors. Or fines and potential other items that may come along with that. What you also need to be prepared for, though, are the renewals of each of those licenses. So just as we went through how complex kind of that process of obtaining those initial licenses may be, the renewals often have similar but differing requirements. So it's really important, again, that you work with a trusted partner to make sure that not only you have all of the initial licenses in place for you to open your doors, but then also that you have a good, solid process in place to manage that portfolio moving forward.
Finally, Alexis, what tips do you have for restaurants undergoing an organizational change? Does the chain of command in the restaurant mean that you have to go through any new processes with your licenses?
This is a great topic to cover because we often see people kind of overlook the fact that they're under the assumption that any change that's potentially made at a Secretary of State level, for example, will also kind of trickle down to your business licenses. And that is not the case at all. Really, any change that you make at the Secretary of State level with that registration then also needs to be noted and somehow amended on any other business licenses that you have. So if you want to take, for example, a look at something like a name change, on the face, that seems like a pretty simple process. Potentially, you change your name at the Secretary of State on your registration there, and you're all set. That's not the case. It is required that you also then go through the process of changing your name on each of the business licenses that you have. And the process for updating the name can really differ based on the nuances of the transaction. So in this example, a name change. If your name change is simply a name change and nothing else organizationally is changing, then you may be able to just amend the name on your existing business licenses through a pretty simple process. If there are other nuances of the transaction that went along with that name change, such as that name change potentially being as a result of a merger, a conversion, an acquisition, something like that. And your FEIN, the FEIN that you have on those existing licenses is also going to be changing, then that process becomes a little more complex. And in that instance, it is important to, again, take the time to work with a partner, research what is going to be the actual filing path that you need to follow based on the specific nuances of the transaction that you're about to go through, and then go through each license with a plan in place to avoid any grace period, controversies or things like that that may potentially require you to shut down your business, and work with that trusted partner through the process to make sure that you are getting those changes updated on each of your licenses in an efficient way.
It is quite a bureaucratic journey, but Alexis, you have navigated it very well for us. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Alexis Brackel, Senior Manager in Business Licenses, Governance, and Risk and Compliance at CT Corporation. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on this topic, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business lifecycle.